And we're continuing with the New Mexico Women Authors Book Festival. I'd like to welcome Victoria Rapinoe. She is the author of a book called I Had the Craziest Dream Last Night, 12 Creative Explorations into the Genius of the Night Mind. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So your book is in the Creative Arts section of the New Mexico Women's Book Festival, and you are going to be speaking on Saturday at
11:45.
At 11:45.
And it'll be in the Indian Arts and Culture Auditorium.
Oh, okay. So you're going to give a whole presentation.
I am.
With
it'll be a PowerPoint.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So this is a fascinating exploration. What is the... How are people to use this book?
Well, you're right. They are to use the book. It's a book about accessing dreams in a way to spark your creativity. It's not about analyzing dreams. It's not about scientific, psychological probing. It's about using the material that comes in the night as a means for creative writing, artwork, or even spiritual guidance. And so it's a whole map of different techniques that may appeal to different parts of you at different times, depending on the kind of dream you're having, because dreams come in all different guises.
How did you start doing this work? I mean, I guess you started accessing your own dreams as a vehicle forward in your own creative work.
I did. The 10th International Association for the Study of Dreams showed up in Santa Fe 26 years ago, and just when I happened to have sold my business and was looking for a new life. And so I got a flyer, went down to La Fonda for 5 days in a row with a couple of just ordinary dreams. They weren't very special. But after 5 days of painting the dreams, doing creative writing, doing clay work, doing all kinds of creative expression with the dreams, I was completely and irrevocably altered forever.
Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Do you still work that way?
I do. And this book comes out of the workshops that I teach. I teach a master workshop every Tuesday in my studio, and people come, primarily women of a certain age come, and we talk about the dreams, and then I put a theme out every week that's different, and then we actually write, illustrate, and bind a book every Tuesday. It's a long class. It's from 1 to 5, 6:30-ish, and it's a very devoted, focused group. And it's an amazing process. And I will also be showing some of those books. My dreamers will be present at the reading.
My dreamers will be present.
My master dreamers. And they'll bring a lot of their books and collages and paintings.
Now, you have published this book in totally black and white.
That's
even
right.
All the illustrations. And sitting here in the Santa Fe Baking Company, you are wearing totally
That's
black
right.
and white. What's up with that? Is that related to the dream phenomenon?
No, it's not, because I've never even heard of dreaming in black and white. There are people who say they only dream in black and white, but I'm a color gal. But it started out because that's a more affordable way to print a book. But I've always been a graphic designer in addition to some of the other things that I do. And it just was a natural for me. I love black and white. And the illustrations are very high key contrast. And when I introduced the book last year at the International Dream Conference, I decided to wear black and white, and it was such a hit that when I came home, I've just been doing it ever since. And now the studio's black and white, my bathroom's black and white, my bedroom is black and white, everything I do is black and white.
What does that do for you artistically?
Well, it's thrilling. I never worried about what I wore before, and now it's a whole thing. It's also kind of branding, and people see me in the black and whites, and they say, oh, Victoria, dream work, dream book. So it's actually a trademark, and it's been very interesting to see how that develops in terms of this marketing strategy.
You have a companion book, which looks an awful lot like the regular book, but it's actually a coloring book that goes along with it. What's this about? It's literally a coloring book, but full of crazy, wild, almost sort of psychedelic or potentially psychedelic images of your creation.
Yes, well, I got such strong response to the graphics. that we decided to go for a coloring book. I think it's been a dream of mine all my life to make a coloring book, and the graphics became so strong in the dream book that we decided to do the companion coloring book, and it's been a hit too. A lot of people have come over and just gone wild, and it becomes psychedelic depending on your vision. So it was kind of interesting to drop out the strong blacks and to just do line designs, but it is kind of a model now for the future. The next series of books will have a coloring book and a workbook and the main book. And so I'll be continuing on with working with dreams, how to work with dreams, but also how to work with the graphics.
These books can be yours. They come as a set. I had the craziest dream last night, 12 creative explorations into the genius of the night mind, and Dreaming in Color. It's the companion coloring book, both by Victoria Rabinow. Why should people call right now to 428-1393, 428-1393, besides to get your book? Why should they support public radio?
Oh, because, well, public radio, for one thing, is what we have is community, a large community, but your show in particular is what brings Santa Fe together. It makes us know one another. It makes us all in together. And it's always so much fun to listen in and hear the people that you've met casually or the friends that you know really well. A chance for everyone to have a voice in Santa Fe.
Victoria Rabinow, thanks for being with us. 428-1393 is the number, and this is actually a wonderful book that you can get, especially if you're interested in your own dreams, interested in using dreams as a vehicle for creative process. 505-428-1393. We only have, I think, one or two copies of each book, so get them now, get them while they're hot. Okay.